105.
Megan Green is on the scene. She is here with me and she is Miss Northern Ireland. Megan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. As I was saying there before the break, you're a very glamorous lady, but then no surprise there because Miss NIs all tend to be very glamorous and a lovely crown which you are wearing as we speak.
Oh, yes, this here. It will not be leaving my head, I don't think.
You can tell sometimes when you meet someone about the vibrancy they have. You know, you just lit up the room, the studio, when you came in. And part of it was the smile. The smile is, you know, it's just a God-given smile, that one.
Thank you very much.
And do you find that it has sort of taken you to where you are today, having that warm, welcoming persona?
I think having a smile makes people more... They will approach you easier, so they will. You're easier to talk to, you're friendlier. You catch people's eye.
I'm with you because, you know, it's a talent or a skill or a God-given blessing or whatever you want to call it. But some people can't smile. Some people frown. Some people gurn. People try to, I don't know, smoulder. But I'll give the thumbs up to anyone smiling. You're on your way to one of your engagements, which is, of course, the Balmoral Show.
It is indeed, yes.
What role does Miss NI play out of the maze?
Oh, well, I have lots of roles that will come up over the next year. One of the main ones I have is Miss World in September. I'm going to Indonesia for 5 weeks, so really looking forward to that. So a lot of prep over the summer. But up and coming days, there'll be lots of events like the Down Royal, Balmore Show, Hillsborough Castle opens this summer, or this weekend. So I'm looking forward to seeing that there.
It's the Garden Show, yeah.
Yes, it'll be fantastic.
But you see, I'm wondering about the Balmoral Show because you don't look like a girl who would have worn Wellingtons.
Well, I actually come from a farming background, believe it or not, I do. So the wellies are usually on, so I've cast the wellies aside and put the stilettos on and the crown.
I was talking the other day on the programme about a young woman who I met socially and who looked $1 million. And the next time I met her, she was driving this huge Zetter tractor. And I had a stand in and she passed me on a country
road. Take a double glance.
She stopped and she says hello. And, you know, she looked great as a farmer too. But, you know, she was right in there getting her hands dirty.
I think you have to.
And she could give you, you know, I'm not saying that there's
roll
anyone...
Roll the sleeves up and get stuck in.
Anyone as beautiful as Miss Northern Ireland, but she would give any of the girls a run for her money, or for their money in terms of good looks. Do you literally get your hands dirty?
Oh, definitely. You have to, especially in our household.
So you will know when you walk around the show today what the farmers are up against.
Well, my sister is actually showing cattle. She's 27 years of age. She's a hairdresser, but she's showing cattle today. And so I'll be going to show some support. She was there on Monday night. She's showing support for me. So I will be there and waving away at her and making her smile.
Could you handle a beast?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've got our own animals as well. So it's always been all hands on deck at our house.
How many animals would there be?
Well, we used to have cattle. My brother has his own cattle now. My daddy doesn't. And I would have hens. So every morning at school, collect the eggs and...
And are they we free rangers?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Run around the fields of the day. There's free ranges you can get.
I love that. You know, see, I presumed with the crown on and that, you know, snazzy coat and all of, you know, all that goes with Miss Northern Ireland, that you were going to be a city girl.
Oh, no.
But you are.
There's a bit of variety out there in Northern Ireland. There's good girls in the cities and in the country. And it's nice to have a bit of variety. And from one Miss Northern Ireland to the next, we're completely different. So we are.
Do you know, I know you're coming across really well on the radio because there'll be people who haven't seen the picture, you're in all the papers yesterday and whatever, who may not have seen your photograph and they're trying to get a visual on what you look like. You've long blonde hair, beautiful teeth, sparkling eyes, you're wearing a crown, you just look like Miss Perfection at this moment in time. But you're also coming across to anyone who's listening as being a really nice young woman.
Thank you very much.
That is, you know, that's a God-given gift as well. What are you studying?
Business management. I'm actually in my second year studying. I'm going to take a year out, fully dedicate everything to this Miss Northern Ireland. You only get one chance to do this. And after all, I'm 2 days away, so it's 363 days left of my year. So I'm just going to give it my all. I don't want to have any regrets. I want to make the most of it.
How much are you looking forward to actually representing us in Miss World?
I cannot wait. The chance to be an ambassador for your country, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And to go to Indonesia for 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
5 weeks. It's a long time.
I thought you said earlier 5 days. It's 5 weeks.
Oh, it's 5 weeks, yes.
That's emigration.
It is indeed.
So there's a lot to do out there.
There is a lot to do. There's a lot of rehearsals. There's a lot of prep. There's a lot of categories also. And there is a lot of girls. So I suppose you do need that long period of time to get through everybody.
I'm not surprised you won, girl. I'm not surprised you won on Monday night. You've obviously got the looks, but that personality just works a treat. But I will need to see you tonight, cap and cows. I don't believe.
You know what, Frank? I will get a couple of photographs and I will send them your way. Boiler suit and wellies and all.
Yeah, I do. You can at FrankU105. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
What's your Twitter
it is
address?
Megan, M-E-A-G-A-N, Green, Nui at the end, UK.
M-E-G...
M-E-A-G-A-N.
A-G-A-N.
Green.
G-R-E-E-N, as in the colour?
Yes. Uh-huh. UK.
Okay, so it's at Megan Green UK.
Yes.
Handy as that. And I'm at Frank U105. Okay,
so fantastic.
You sent me some pictures of you farming.
Oh, I will.
I want to see you farming.
I can't wait.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Congratulations
for having me.
On being the winner.
Thank you so much.
And I think the country will be well represented. We haven't had a Northern Ireland girl win Miss World, not in my lifetime.
No, we never have, so never know.
Go
watch
out
the
there,
space.
Go out there and give it a rattle.
I will indeed.
Thanks for coming
thank
by.
Thank you so much.
And don't get held up in that traffic.
I'll try not to.
It's a lovely Megan. The police will open the road to her as she comes through.
If you'd like to have a say in any of the issues discussed on this morning's programme, call Frank on 90 333 105.